At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. So June 1st, step on the scale, and I told Jake, I said I was mad, but I wasn't surprised. I knew it wasn't going to be pretty. 303. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to try to lose 100 pounds again. First of all, that would have made me 203. That ain't going to work. I was like, I don't even want to get to 220 or 240. I want to do something that is sustainable, because when people say I'm going on a diet, I cringe. I've been on a diet. It's not the diet, it's the aftermath of the diet. You need a life change, something you can do day in and day out for an extended period of time, something that's realistic. I'm like, what's a realistic amount of weight for me to lose? And I'm going to give myself plenty of time to do it so I can enjoy life. So when I reach it, this is something I can sustain. And then if another day down the road, a year, two, 10 years, I'm like, all right, now I'm 50. How about I trim up a little bit more? You know, I've had heart issues in the past, so I was like, what's a weight for now and what's a time frame? So my thought was 270. I like 270. So I was like, all right, lose 33 pounds. How am I going to do this? You got to keep in mind, I've had a torn meniscus in my left knee for 9 years. I need surgery. I mean, I can function, but it limits what I can do. My right knee has had 6 surgeries. I've had a good buddy of mine. I don't know how good buddies we are, but he was a doctor. He goes, man, your knee sucks. I was like, well, could you not say that, not laugh when you say it? He's like, well, okay. He was a Colorado fan, so what do you expect? Good dude, though, great doctor. So I'm working with some limitations here. So my goal was to get to 270. I knew that wouldn't happen by football season. And then Jake during the break was like, well, why can't you lose weight during football season? Well, I can. But as you might imagine, it's the most busiest time of the year for me. And when you're trying to lose weight, even if you're trying to like not rush and crash diet or whatever, you're still going to be eating less. You're going to be exercising more. You're going to be more tired. I can't afford to be more tired during football season. So my thought was, and I did a ton of walking. I was like, you know, I can lift lower body, and I do now. I do squats now. I do deadlift now. But at the time, I was like, man, what's something I can do? We're moving. Life's crazy. So I was like, I went out and I walked an hour every day, 6 days a week, which is 18 miles a week. And then I would go lift an insane amount of upper body at insanely high reps. I'm talking like 25, 30 reps. So it was almost like cardio. And then I would do some, like cardio, just by the way, is a big waste. You can go on the elliptical for an hour, burn 400 calories, one cupcake. That's it. So over the course of time, my goal was to be 280 by the time football season started, or 285 at the worst. I was about 283 when football season started. I took a break. I maintained that. Holidays came. That wasn't great. I got up to almost 290. 289.4, I think, was after we came back from the holidays. I was like, oh, all right. I got 19 pounds to go again. Crap. And that's when I was like, oh, the scale is being a jerk to me, or whatever the case may be. And I tried different things. I got finally to 270. I think it was Monday. I came in and I told Jake, I'm like, I finally made it. So this is all the way back starting June 1st. I did take a little break during football season. But this was something I did a large part was walking. And when I said that to Joel Makovica, he laughed, which I thought was ironic for a physical therapy guy. Like I said, now I can do squats and I can do lunges, but I got to be smart. One of the things I've learned, if you want to exponentially get stronger and get more out of your workout, going up and down and swinging the body just to try to get more weight on the bar isn't the best way to do that. When you're doing a squat, for example, or a bench press, on the way down, you want to count to three or four. One, two, three. And then you want a brief pause beyond full range of motion. Dumbbells are better because you can go even lower than a barbell on the bench. That extra stretch on the muscles will get you an extra 5 to 10% muscle growth, if that's your goal, or muscle burn, especially the more reps you add as you're trying to lose weight. Like 90 degrees on a squat is the bare minimum. You really should be going much lower. Go on YouTube, watch this guy named Dr. Mike Israetel.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Now, he's a little dirty, okay? But his knowledge is phenomenal. I didn't want to do this because that sucks. Doing one rep at normal speed and doing it 30 times sucks for a guy my size. It's exhausting. I was like, now I'm supposed to do it really slow and then on the way down and then pause. I'm like, oh. When I would come in and I would be frustrated with the scale, I was not doing that. I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to go really slow on the way down. I'm going to pause and I'm going to come back up just like normal. The instant I did that, the weight started to come off so much more. You will get exponentially stronger. You will get exponentially more benefit out of your workout. It exponentially sucks way more. And if you're trying to lose weight, it is significantly better than going and spending an hour on the elliptical. The instant I did that, I went from 289 to 284 to 280 to 277 to 273 to 270 on Monday. It sucks. It takes forever. The burn is worse and the results are exponentially better. So if you're someone out there who just wants to be healthy, you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to get more benefit out of your workouts, I count it to four. Dr. Mike Israetel was like, count anywhere from three to five. When my kids are lifting at home, we got a workout place at our home, they're just starting to learn how to work out, I have them count to three because they're kids and I want them to learn to enjoy it first. Like Addie's an eighth grader, whatever. I'd be like, all right, count to three, brief pause at the bottom. So one, two, three, brief pause, come up like normal. And where she's training for track, I actually try to have her explode up so you get that speed element. But the more reps you do that is that at, the harder it is to be explosive because you wear out over time. So it's a mixture of trying to train her how to have proper technique and be explosive for track. She's in eighth grade. I'd rather err towards proper technique and, hey, let's have some fun with this. But that's kind of, in a brief nutshell, my weight loss journey. And I will say this, the number one thing is, if I were to give anyone advice, unsolicited advice here, number one, diet, by far number one. I could go work my butt off in the weight room. And if I didn't eat good, that scale would stay the same the next day. If I ate insanely healthy one day, just went and walked for 40 minutes and didn't work out at all, I'd lose a pound or two. Just the diet alone. If I ate really healthy and I did some of the workouts that I'm talking about, I did no cardio during any of this. It was all high reps, slow on the way down, pause, come back up, weightlifting, and walking. That was it. You can ask my wife. I ran zero times on the treadmill, zero stair climber, which actually those two things aren't half bad, but like the elliptical, the bike, those things are great. But if you want more effectiveness, they're not the most effective things in the world. I didn't do those things once. Number one is diet. Number two is working out the proper way. It doesn't have to be insane. It has to be something, I'll get to number three in a second, but it's got to be something that you enjoy, but it's also got to be worth your time at the same time. Number three is something you can sustain. There's no point, like I did, in losing 100 pounds and then ballooning back up 83 pounds over the next 8 to 9 years. I was so mad at myself on June 1st. So I hope that helps if anyone's interested. Number one is diet. And do with your diet. Chuck Carroll, a guy who lost, 260 pounds, my former co-host in D.C., he does not believe in moderation. I said, if you want a Pepsi, have a Pepsi, but not three. He goes, no, that's terrible. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Chuck has his way. He's the weight loss champion of the world. Congrats. I'm telling you right now, you got to eat. Number one is diet, but do something you can sustain. If I want a Pepsi, I'll go have a Pepsi, but I won't have three or four. He says, no, this is how I view it. This is what has worked for me. Okay, and what didn't work for me. Number two, if you're going to work out, it doesn't have to be a ton, but it needs to be the right way. Do it the right way. Look up Dr. Mike Israetel. He tells it like it is. He's going to throw a bunch of dirty jokes in there if that's not your thing. Hey, there's other good trainers as well, but he will tell you the right thing. And he's pretty funny, I think. Not everyone does. On YouTube. Number three, something you can sustain. Something that is a lifestyle change or a lifestyle improvement, not a crash diet. All right. Jake, I hope I didn't bore you to death. I know you're famous for your naps. Any final thoughts before we move on?
No, yeah, I like that. Hopefully I'll be right behind you, lose some weight.
All right, man. I appreciate it. When we come back, we got a whole bunch of news. Husker sports, Husker football. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.